This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Baseball is back. The 2025 MLB season is upon us. So what's the easiest way to keep up with all the big stars, top scores, and fun storylines from the night before? What's the solution? Is there a secret?
Chocolate milk and squats. That's a secret.
Not quite, Pete, but there is the Morning Lineup podcast, a quick, less than 10-minute morning highlight show from MLB. It airs Mondays through Fridays on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts. You bring the chocolate milk, we'll bring the baseball news.
Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan, 216-474-0092. 216-474-0092. Spent a good portion of the last hour just talking about the Cavaliers and where they're at, the two-minute report for the end of the game, which seems like a total waste of time, especially because they identified two plays in the final minute that should have been nullified and replaced with jump balls. And, you know, they were bad calls. That's all they were, but there were bad calls throughout the game, and that just kind of happens. And the Cavs ended up on the short end of the stick, although that lane violation to me was basketball 101. Like, I don't, just don't know how that wasn't called on the free throw before the game-winning three. So I just think that's just so ridiculous. And, like, the fact that isn't it one official's job just to keep their eye on the paint during a free throw? I mean, how many of they got out there? Is there no one out there that can't have that responsibility? I don't know. I just found that really hard to believe. So the Cavs end up losing that game again, 120 to 119. They'll play game three coming up here in Indianapolis. And Sam Amico will join us from HoopsWire.com at 1120. So we'll talk to him about that. Plus, Danny Green's going to join us at 1 o'clock. Odyssey Sports NBA insider, former Cavalier, outstanding guest. Always has just like, just does not add any fluff to his comments. Love him. Love the fact that he's giving you the player's perspective on all
this
stuff.
He's from New York. He gets to the point.
And now his Knicks are up on the Celtics, so come on now.
I don't think they're his Knicks.
They could be if he grew up there. They can't be, but is it his Spurs?
When you play, yeah, when I would say it's his Spurs more than anything else.
Could it be his Cavs, too, deep down in his heart?
He was here for a year. They didn't treat him well.
Oh, well, that would probably mean that. I mean, just like when you say didn't treat him well.
He was a rookie and treated as such.
Well, I mean, would that have happened in any other team in the league? Or
got me.
Oh, now you make me think. Well, I don't want people leaving Cleveland thinking bad things about us. Frank is in Gates Mills. Hi, Frank. How are you?
Hi, Frank.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Good morning to you.
Two comments. First of all, I don't look at the injuries as something that it's obviously impacting the game, but I don't blame the players. I don't think they should be going. I think you said it, Jeff. I mean, if they could go, they'd be playing. And I anticipate, I think Garland and Hunter will play on Friday. I don't think Mobley will play. So that's just comment number one. My second comment, I want to ask you guys a question. Is the game different in the playoffs versus the regular season? Do you believe that to be true?
Slightly.
I believe the players get away with a little bit more than they can during the regular season, and referees want to let the players decide. We talk about referees swallowing their whistle in these games. I don't have a real problem with that. I want the players to decide who the winner is. I don't want the referee having to decide that.
I agree, but I think it's too drastic of a difference between the playoffs and the regular season. This is my opinion. And if that's true, and if it is different, then maybe the Cavs are good, a good regular season basketball type of team, and they are not a good playoff type of basketball team, which is possible if the game is different. And it is a different game. When you watch a regular season game versus a playoff game, it's I mean, Isaac Okoro basically was hugging their point guard the entire game and did not get called for one foul until the end. And I guess in the fourth quarter it got a little tighter and they were calling more fouls. But it's hard to watch the difference between the regular season and playoffs. And I think, unfortunately, the Cavs are not set up for the playoffs to win.
Kind of feels that way right now, doesn't it, Frank? Thank you. Appreciate it. Rome is in Cleveland. Hi, Rome. How are you?
I'm all right. How y'all doing?
We're good. We're good. Your thoughts?
Just wanted to discuss, like, a few years ago, like, I used to listen to y'all every morning, first of all. And a couple years ago, I was shot point-blank range in the back of my head, and I ended up losing a lot of my vision.
Okay.
But that shot, I got.
Hey, before we even go past this, how are you doing now? How are you doing?
I'm doing well. I'm doing well. I'm two semesters away from a bachelor's in social work. I help people that come home from prison get their life back together. I do a lot in the community. I help older folks that don't know resources that are available to them. So I took my life and kind of did some different things with it. God helped me, so I'm helping other individuals as well.
There you go, Rome. Thank you. Thank you for sharing that story. All right, now let's go back to back. Thank you for sharing, yes.
So I was shot, what was it, January 2nd. And I think I was in the hospital for about 3 weeks. And I was right back in school in the fall. And the reason why I was, like, my vision hadn't come back. I was still healing up mentally. But it was that determination. I was just determined to do it and wasn't going to let anything hold me back. And I don't think that the Cavs have that. Maybe Donovan Mitchell has it, but Evan Mobley, Darius Garland, and a lot of the other players that are mentioned, except for J.A., I just don't think that they have that determination, that will to get done what they really want to get done. And that's just my opinion. I'll hang up and see what you guys think about it.
Hey, Rome, thank you for calling. I appreciate you sharing your story with us, too, man. Take care of yourself, okay?
Keep going, Rome.
Okay,
thanks,
Rome. Thanks.
Great stuff.
Right. Yep.
Just a reminder that it's just sports.
I have a hard time thinking that guys don't have the desire or the drive or anything else and things like that. The one thing that I think, Andy, we both know and we understand, it's a lot different than it used to be. And I say that because guys, and I don't mean the Cavs. I mean, this is the NBA. This is Major League Baseball. This is the NFL. Although I think it's bigger with the NBA. There are fewer guys. And I think this is a bigger thing. Guys have these huge contracts. They think big picture, long term. They think brand. They think image. They think marketing more than players ever did before, ever.
That's why I wasn't surprised when you told us Ron Harper's comments earlier.
Yeah.
Like, I think when you look back to that era, like even go back to
do you remember when Hot Rod Williams signed his free agent offer sheet with the Miami Heat and the infamous line, "I'm a Heat now"?
Yeah.
I'll always remember the numbers. 7 years, $26 million. Huh. And we thought it was preposterous. Well, guys get $26 million for showing up at practice now. You know?
Yeah.
I mean, it's silly. And there are other things to think about. And I can't say that any of us would think otherwise. You know, wait a minute. I've got a $120 million contract. And if I stay healthy and don't bust up my foot, I can get another one.
Do the math.
Yeah.
I don't know how many people are. I mean,
seriously, though, Andy, right?
I know.
I mean, there's just so much money.
I think you weigh that out against, okay, I lost it. First of all, I was fortunate enough to make it to the NBA, and then I lost a game on, you know, May 7th or May 6th of 2025. Who's going to remember that?
Yeah.
You know, I just, especially if you're not a key player in the game.
I brought this up.
Although those guys are key players.
I brought this up yesterday with Tom. And this is part of it. I don't know any player who's more physically gifted or works harder to stay healthy than LeBron James. And, you know, I witnessed it firsthand. We all did here in Northeast Ohio, how hard this guy works and everything else. And if you remember his last year in Cleveland, he played in all 82 games. Remember that? It was the last year they went to the finals, the last year when he was in his, you know, his fourth year in his second trip here. And he kind of made it a point to play in all 82. I think he wanted, I personally think he knew he was leaving. And he didn't want anybody to say that he didn't give it his all. And he did. And he led the league in minutes and everything else. Since then, since he's been in L.A., games played for LeBron. And you know, a couple of these seasons didn't have full 82 games. But 55, 67, 45, 56, 55, 71, and 70. And that's the guy that I think works hardest on his body of anybody I know and is invested more in it. And not just financially, but effort-wise. And it's all part of the, okay, this is the NBA, and this is, there's a lot of money. There's a lot of money on the line here. And, you know, load management and rest. The NBA's had to institute rules for load management. Oh, goodness. They never did that back in the day.
No.
You went out and played.
Yep.
And then you went back to the hotel and washed out your socks in the hotel room sink. And they liked it.
And they flew commercial.
Well, that they did.
Yeah, and some guys, some teams didn't have enough travel budget. So what did they do? They took a horse to the next town. Jim is in Akron. Hi, Jim.
Jim.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hey, man.
I think kind of the point that you were making, Andy, about them not calling fouls and so on and so forth, more like the playoffs, but and then the refs having a part in the game like that, if they call the fouls and they do this, all this and that.
Right.
But if they don't call them, aren't they having a bigger part in the game, just like the violation?
Yeah, I guess it's – I think – I mean, I'll just say
it's
this
is – like a double-edged sword.
Yeah, no, it totally – yeah, it's –
great point, Jim.
Yeah, it's – I think it's a – yeah. You know, it's one of those things
– They had a huge role in the game on 2 days ago.
No, they did. No, yeah. You're right. Yeah. You're 100% right. I just don't – it's just a matter of consistency. I think any coach will ever tell you that, right? It's just a matter of being consistent. If you're going to make a call – make the call. And I think the harder part is once you get into 2, 3, 4 referees, or depending on the sport, you know, you want them all to be on the same page, and it never works that way. They're just never on the same page.
And that's it. It's been hit throughout history that you can't get the same guys all the group of guys to call the game the same way.
No,
refs call it a different way.
Especially when you're trying to institute a new ref that you know, you're trying to get somebody who might be calling games by the book, and other people are calling games by the spirit of the game.
Exactly.
It is really frustrating.
A little bit. Yeah. No, I know. Exactly.
You're right, Jim. Hey, great phone call. Thank you, Jim. Appreciate it. All right. I know you got other folks on the line that still want to talk about this. Hang on the line. We'll get to you as quickly as we can. Our good friend Sam Amico, HoopsWire.com. He will join us next coming up here on Baskin and Phelps.